Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Stevens scores. Judnick scores. Early moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman, who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. Boudreau scores. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillinger moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-1 in the game. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lemon, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Gordon scores. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau bunts towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Thompson covering, for the out. Peck moves to second. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Lehner moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lehner moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Walter Brown now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peck hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Early fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Gordon moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 3 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Walter Brown. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.